What up, Chicken Heads? This is episode number 53 of this here podcast, and I am your podcast host, Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, telling you shit about things that you don't really give a fuck about, but apparently you do because you listen. I don't know why the fuck you do that. What the fuck's wrong with you? Yeah, not-so-central Maryland, where we're expecting another fucking winter storm. Hooray! Fucking, I hate weather. Goddamn, do I hate weather. This is the, I think, third or fourth storm that we've had in 4 weeks. Not even 4 weeks, like 2 weeks. And actually the first storm, quote unquote, wasn't much of a storm. It was just like a half inch of snow. So that was nothing. Last week kind of sucked, but it wasn't a big deal. I stayed home from work one day. And the next day, the next night it was worse because, no, that night it was worse. I don't know. Some night it was worse. And just traffic was backed up and interstates were closed all around Maryland and part of Pennsylvania, which is crazy. And I didn't know you could do that, but apparently you can. Weather. Fucking weather. So I'm already treating tomorrow like it's already a fucking snow day and planning to work from home tomorrow, you know, because I can curly my fries and make my big beef and cheddars at home and, I don't know, mush them via dog to Arby's. So yeah, I got that going on, and actually I figured that the only way that I can to cure the snow is to play to capture a lot of flags in Domination Black Ops. So I'm gonna be doing that a lot of that probably. But otherwise, I'm not looking forward to it. Apparently it's gonna be like an inch and a half to 2 inches of ice. And you know, snow, fine, whatever. You shovel past it, you go past it. But ice, that's a whole different story, and that can really fuck you up. So I'm not, like, normally the weather forecasters here they're terrible, they're shitty, and weather.com is shitty, they're fucking bullshit. But we got NOAA, that's what the National Otters Association, I don't know, whatever, they're NOAA, NOAA, they're the fucking weather people for the government, and they're like right down the road from us. We're down in Silver Spring, which is right outside of Washington, D.C., and all their shit is accessible online. You can actually look at all their weather stuff. So I would go with what they say, since they're supposed to be the government's fucking weather, and you know, it's not looking good. So ice is bad, and I'm thinking of staying in. When I get home, I gotta throw out some fucking salt on the driveways and walkways and all that other bullshit. But I'm thinking it's probably just gonna be a relaxed day tomorrow, which is nice. Relaxing like this motherfucker who's in front of me, who's breaking at every fucking chance that they get. I don't get it. We're going uphill and they're breaking. That's fucking retarded. But yeah, so I got all my shit at work done today, so that tomorrow I won't have to worry about it. But yeah, that's tomorrow, and actually it's supposed to go through Wednesday night is my understanding. So that's that. I had something to talk about, but I really... Oh, right. I guess I could talk about this later in the week, really, but whatever. So Black Ops, Call of Duty Black Ops, they're coming out with a their first map pack, First Strike, featuring Jackie Chan. Which was not a good movie. I love Jackie Chan, but that is a shitty movie. That is a terrible movie. Actually, most of his movies just kind of blend into each other. So I don't know. I think that's the one where he's, like, snowboarding, right? I don't know. I downloaded a whole torrent of all of his movies from, like, 1977 to 2007. And I picked and choose which ones. I was like, okay, well, these movies are terrible. These ones I've seen. And these ones I would like to watch again. Like, Shanghai Nights, one of the worst movies ever conceived. Shanghai Noon was great, but Shanghai Nights was terrible. I don't know how many fucking Police Stories there are. I imagine 75 of them. And then there are ones where he's doing a lot of acting, and you know, fine, he's not a miserable actor, but I don't really want to see him acting. You know, if you're gonna watch a Jackie Chan movie, you want to see him fucking using chairs and ladders and umbrellas and shit to just mess people up. Which he doesn't do anymore. I don't know if you saw the Karate Kid movie, which actually was not that bad. I was expecting it to be fucking terrible, and it was pretty good. Like, I would watch it again. Jaden Smith didn't do terribly. He didn't do terribly. Jackie Chan fights once, and you expect him you know, as the Mr. Miyagi to beat up on the new Cobra Kai's, well, they're not actually Cobra Kai, but, you know, they're the parallel to Cobra Kai. They're the Chinese kids who are, you know, picking on the black kid, and which really is what it is. You expect him to beat up on the sensei of the Cobra Kai clan or whatever, the school of martial arts, whatever. But he doesn't. That never happens, and it pisses me off. But he does beat up a bunch of like 10-year-olds, so that's pretty cool. And you know, it's in Jackie Chan fashion. Like he's vulnerable, which is what makes him awesome. Like better than Jet Li. I had this argument, not really argument, but I had this this mouth off, this word off. Yeah. With my mom once, because my mom doesn't speak very much English. Well, she does, but just not very good English. And I was hanging out in my basement, and we were watching me and my friends were watching some Jackie Chan movie. And she's like, oh, is a Jet Li movie? I'm like, no, it's Jackie Chan. She's like, oh, man, I like Jet Li better. I'm like, but Jackie Chan's better. Jackie Chan is, you know, more entertaining, and it's funnier, and it's just a more entertaining thing to watch. You know, Jet Li's all fucking wires and shit. That stuff's not entertaining. And she's like, Jet Li know better kung fu. And I'm like, I don't know. We've never seen them fight. I imagine Jet Li might beat him up, but Jackie Chan's just more entertaining, and that's why I watch Jackie Chan movies. And so she just kind of hesitates, and she just goes, Jet Li better! And just walks out of the room, because that's how Chinese people talk. And, so I guess my mom likes Jet Li better. I don't know. But Jackie Chan's better, period. I'm not gonna debate that with any of you bitches. So where was I going with that? I don't know. But oh right, Black Ops. Wow. They're coming out with their first map pack, First Strike Jackie Chan. Okay, there we go. Full circle. That's coming out February 1st, but I'm not picking it up. Cause A, fuck Black Ops, and B, fuck Black Ops. Firstly, I'm not paying $15 for that. And secondly, they need to fix a lot of shit in that game before I pick up throw down $15 to support them anymore. They need to fix their fucking lag. They need to fix hit detection. They need to fix a bunch of shit. They need to make it so that people can't camp as much. You know, if you throw on motion sensor and ghost and a silencer, you're good. You're done. I mean, you're the invincible fucking... You're the ultimate warrior. Nobody can touch you. Like, even if I use the Hacker Pro, which allows me to see your motion sensor, which, you know, sees me, I can't do anything about it. Like, I can see that you have a motion sensor, which alerts me to you being around there, but that doesn't stop you from knowing I'm there. And nobody uses Hacker Pro, which, you know, lets you get around the motion sensor, but which I run, but... the Hacker Pro, but most people in the game don't run Hacker Pro. So, if you run your motion sensor in Ghost, you're pretty much invincible, as long as you're not a piece of shit. I mean, like, if you just camp in a corner and are aware of what's coming up, you're gonna be good. So they need to fix stupid shit like that. Make Ninja not worthless. Fix the audio. They need to do a bunch of shit for that game. So I'm not buying that. But they are having a double XP, double experience weekend. Next weekend, but here's the thing: the experience points mean nothing. To me, they mean nothing because your perks are like, well, they're perks. They help make your guy better, and to become a pro at a perk, like let's say, I don't know, Ghost allows you to stay off of radar, but Ghost Pro allows you to, I don't even remember what Ghost Pro does, but allows you to stay away from airborne killstreaks, like airplanes and shit like that. Well, you have to earn those pros, and experience points don't help you do that. So, you know, unless experience points help me get these pro perks, I'm not doing it, because I'm already at level 50, which is the level cap, and I can prestige, which means I can restart from level 1 and build all the way to 50. But even with double experience points, even if I get the 50, I can't guarantee that I'll have the pro perks that I unlocked, that I have unlocked right now. I have a bunch unlocked. I have Marathon, Hacker, Ghost, I think I have Lightweight. I don't know. I have at least a good 5 or 6 opened, And I'm not going to risk, I'm not getting rid of those for this fucking double XP weekend. What's great about double XP weekend, though, you get a lot of terrible players out there. And I'm not good, so it'll make me look better. And I'm all about padding my kill-death ratio. So while I'm not going to support the game monetarily, until at least they drop the map pack to half price, which they do about half a year later, then fuck that game. I'll play it. And I'll just play it with what I got, and stumble all over my fucking words. So yeah, that's that. I really want Chipotle. Twitter.com/NogiBeyond.